Berchesrei Kropkin. So last week, I discussed the question of whether you should say Shem Hashem when you're learning, and several people asked me afterwards about saying Shem Hashem when you sing Zmirot. So just for a few minutes, I want to address that question. So basically, the principle of saying the name of God in vain, as the phrase implies, is saying it in vain. And that's how it's constructed in the Rambam in the ninth parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. And therefore, if you're saying Shem Hashem in a context which is recognized, then presumably that's not Lashav, that's not in vain, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Now, Zmirot seem to be something of value. The Gemara and Megillah Daf Yud Bet discusses the importance of Jews singing Shirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sefer Chasidim in several places discusses specifically the importance of singing Zmirot during a meal, especially on Shabbos. And therefore, if we just take the very simple understanding that the problem of saying Shem Hashem is only when it's Lashav, when it's for no reason, so presumably during Zmirot, it should be fine. And if you even look at many of our Zmirot, you can tell that when you say that Hashem, rather than actually saying God's name, the rhyme breaks down, which tells you that the author of the Zemar also believed that you should say Shem Hashem. And indeed, many poskim take that position. Rosh Shlomo Zalman was known to sing his Zmirot with Shem Hashem as is. But there are poskim who push back on it. So basically, the discussion starts in a comment of the Rama in Orach Chaim 7 Kuf Pei Chesif Gimel, where the Rama there says that if you're benching on Rosh Chodesh, so and you forget Yalav V'Yavo, you don't have to repeat. And then he has a brief comment about whether or not you should say a special harachamon for Yalav V'Yavo to replace Yalav V'Yavo. And he suggests that maybe you shouldn't because it has Shem Hashem, which brings a discussion about in the Achronim, what exactly does the Rama mean? Because normally, again, if something is a tefillah, it shouldn't be Shem Hashem Lashav. So some of the Achronim derive from here that you see that you really shouldn't be saying Shem Hashem unless it's actually a bracha that you're supposed to say. And therefore, any time you're saying Shem Hashem and you're not absolutely obligated to, you should really avoid it. And there are some Achronim who take that position. But if you look at some of the notes at Gelam on Shulchan Aruch, you'll see that there's another direction, which is to say, no, the problem is that you're trying to replace a bracha, and the Rambam says that the only time you biblically violate Latisa Shem Elokecha Lashav is when you say a bracha in vain, and here you're replacing what was part of a bracha in a non-bracha context, and that's why the Rama is worried that you're creating problems. That's the and that's perhaps why this case is unique, but generally there would be no problem. And the majority of poskim, I think, follow that latter view, and therefore say, right, maybe Yalav V'Yavo is unique, but in general it's not a problem. But there are a group of achronim that suggest yet a third direction that might have implications for Zmirot. So if you look at the Prima Gadim there says that the problem is not saying Shem Hashem in the context of Harachman. That's obviously fine. It's a tefillah. He says the problem would be that there are many people who are Ame Haaretz, who are ignorant, who don't understand what Shem Hashem is. They don't understand the words they're saying when they say the Harachamans. And that's why we avoid saying Shem Hashem any place but when we're obligated, because most people don't even know what they're doing or what they mean to say when they say Shem Hashem. In the Chuvot Betel HaChachma, after noting that there should be no problem saying Shem Hashem in Zmirot, so in Chelek Dalet Chuvot Nun Bet, he notes that maybe we could take the Prima Gadim even a step farther. Because even educated people, even if they understand the words of the tefillah, they might not be concentrating. And even if they're concentrating somewhat, they don't. When you say Shem Hashem, you're supposed to say it with a level of reverence, a level of awe. And how many of us can say that when you're singing Zmirot, you have the proper level of concentration? You actually think about the fact this is meant to be a tefillah. So he says, even though he thinks Me'ekar Adin, you should be able to say Shem Hashem during Zmirot because it's not Livvatala, it's not Lashav. Maybe the reason the Minhag HaOlam for many is not to say Shem Hashem is because it's an expansion of the position of the Prima Gadim. So again, halacha lemaisa, what do you do? So again, you basically have the division. You have the poskim who think, following some of the nosei kelim on Shulchan Aruch there, that really you should never say Shem Hashem unless it's in the context of an actual tefillah that you're chayiv to say, and therefore you shouldn't say it. Most poskim don't take that position. Most poskim either say you can say Shem Hashem because it's not lashav, it's eved tefillah, which was the position of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and other poskim like the Betzel HaChachma say maybe Meikra Adin you can, but you should be hesitant. Rabbi Soloveitchik was known to not say Shem Hashem when he sang Zmiros. Rav Shechter quotes it in Nefesh HaRav in page 160. However, Rav Shechter there highlights, I don't know if he did this intentionally or not, the extent to which the Rav's position was an outlier position, because he notes that, yes, the Rav did not say Shem Hashem when he sang Zmiros, but A, he also didn't like singing Zmiros at all, and only sang Zmiros when he was forced to, and he has some story of when he went to like his grandkid Simcha, and they wanted him to sing Zmiros. So it's not necessarily the greatest raya. And then he said he was also makbid, like many of his father's chumros, and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had even more chumros about Shem Hashem. And the third paragraph in this series of units by Rav Shechter is that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's minhag, when he went to use the washroom, was to take his wallet out of his pocket, and because all the American money has in God we trust, and he thought you couldn't bring the money in. So it could just be a general position that the family was very makbid about Shem Hashem on money and Zmirot and the like, but again, that's not necessarily representative. And therefore, if you look around, you'll see that most poskim will either say it's mutter, which seems to be the simple read of the poskim, or they'll say that theoretically you should, but maybe not because we don't really understand what we're saying. We don't have the proper state of mind. Of course, if you take that last position, the solution may just be that we should start to recognize that Zmirot are not just a nice song that we sing at meals, but are actually a form of tefillah, and have the kavana, which then presumably, even according to Betzel HaChachma, you've solved the problem because you've transformed Zmirot, and therefore Shem Hashem, into what they're supposed to be.